Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Good morning, Mahaga Pants, and welcome along to the final hour of Tip Today. Lots of compliments coming in for Thomas Conway, as always. People are really, really intrigued with some of the information he brings us every week on global politics and global news and all of that. Barry says, I love your politics part, guys. As you know, I'm passionate about politics and current affairs, and it's great to hear Thomas keeping me up to date on some issues I don't have the time to update on myself due to work. Somebody's saying he's an extraordinary fellow, is Thomas, and I love his snot, and that's from James there as well. So that's all coming into us on 083 311 3311. Right now it's time for this.
Tipperary Women in Business on Tip FM. Funded by Commissioner Naman with the television license fee. Tipperary's
Tip FM. And this week's woman in business is Barbara Russell, and Barbara's a Tipperary woman involved in the catering industry for over three decades, and she's with me in studio. Barbara, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Lovely to see you today. I'm going to get you to come a little closer to that microphone for me. Over three decades. I've had 34 years.
Yeah, 34 years this year.
Wow. Tell me about the genesis of it. You're from around Tipperary town.
Outside Tipperary. Yeah. We grew up on a farm. My father was a vet and my mother was in business, was the Burke's Bacon business here in town. And so food was always part of the house. There was always cooking going on. And I started out, I think I was seven, when someone came into the classroom having baked a sponge, and I went home and made a sponge. Don't know what.
And that was it?
I don't know what it was like, but that's my earliest memory of cooking.
Isn't that incredible? And it went from strength to strength. In terms of turning it into a business, though, Barbara, how did that start?
So I had experience. I went to work for the Magner family in Coolmore, and I was there 8 years. So that kind of gives you, in running a kitchen, we cooked at home, so we were always entertaining. There was always people popping in. Mm. So it seemed easy to take that on.
Yes.
And I had a little bit of experience in the hotel industry. Didn't really like that.
Did you not?
Not really, no. I don't know. I just...
Why, can I ask?
I think maybe I wasn't qualified, so I just maybe left.
Yes.
Didn't,
this is the hotel kitchen atmosphere and all of that,
is
it?
Yeah. Went to London, did the course in Cordon Bleu. Ballymaloe wasn't operating then. And I suppose my parents felt that if you're going to make a career out of it, you best to go to the best place.
Yes.
So that was London. Worked in Cambridge then for a year, running a household kitchen where we entertained guests, shooting parties, and then
it's all pretty much high end stuff.
Yes,
in terms of what was demanded from you, and you mentioned Cordon Bleu. So what was it? French cooking, essentially.
Yeah. Lots of cream and butter.
Good for the old heart and
something
all of that.
Like that. Yes,
indeed. So tell me about then you coming back here then.
So then a position came in to work for the Magner family, and so I ran the kitchen there, cooking for the family and their business clients. So every day was a different day. So I was there 8 years.
Mm. You must have cooked for some incredible people over the period of time.
Every day was different, and it was lovely because that kind of kept the interest going. And I suppose the workforce were young, and so there was a bit of fun.
Yeah,
you could have a bit of work and a bit of fun. So it was very enjoyable. And then it was time to move on.
And the move on was to your own business.
Yes. Yeah. Which I kind of said, well, this is maybe something I could do, having home experience. And So that's...
And so essentially the business then was a catering business, catering for clients, but again, rather high-end, yes. Barbara, we have to say, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And what about that? So 30 years ago, you would have started that. Were they difficult times to start a business?
Yeah, you had the various kind of crashes and all that. So you worked, rode in with the punches, cut your cloth accordingly. Starting small, golf classics, country fairs, anything to kind of get your name out there to build that brand name.
But I presume you would have had made loads of contact over your years in Magners anyway.
And that racing industry was very loyal to supporting me. And word of mouth, and that's just built from there.
I presume you're only as good as your staff.
Yes.
And you've had some great teams over the years, haven't you?
Yes, and very loyal staff. Very loyal staff.
What about building a brand name then? Because there's a lot of difficulty in getting a brand out there, isn't there?
Yeah. I just found that that's what word of mouth got me that. That's... I didn't really advertise... per se, or I didn't find advertising worked for me. So
word of mouth.
And when the phone rings, that's when we're in action. We're not cooking every day to meet a job's spec.
And how do you make a decision on a menu around something like that? For example, I mean, do people tell you here's what we want, or they say, Barbara, what would you recommend?
So I would send them out. Menus, suggested menus with pricing on it.
Yes.
And they'd come back and say, we would like this, but can we change this or can we have that? And I would welcome their own ideas.
Yes. And do you cook on the site then?
Depending on
Kilmanahan in your own place?
Yes. I have a purpose-built kitchen. So we would cook, we would do certainly, if we're cooking on site, we'll do all the prep at home, leave nothing to chance, have as much done ahead of time before going on site.
How big an issue, Barbara, is regulation?
It's pretty tight.
Is it, where food is concerned?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And has it tightened over the years more?
I suppose I would think it has got tighter and... That's good.
Mm.
And I would get regular visits probably once a year just to make sure that my paperwork is correct.
Is there any similarity to domestic cooking? Can things go wrong, I suppose, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, every of course they can.
Yes. But what, the professional is able to cover that in some way, is that it?
Yeah.
But they can go wrong from time to time. Tell me about then what happened during COVID, because you developed a kind of another strain to the business, didn't you?
Yeah. So during COVID, literally everything stopped. You had the fridge full of product and cancellation. Then you were meeting the requirements at the guidelines at the time. So parties stopped, house parties stopped, and then started baking. No filter came along, and I hadn't put that as part of my brand, but that has now
filter, of course, is coffee and high-end coffee as well.
Yes.
But the baking, just tell me a bit more about that. I mean, how did you sort of put that into the business then, essentially?
So, no filter, we're looking for, shortbread, brownies, chocolate chip cookies, flapjacks.
All the stuff I love.
And vegan bounty bars and Snickers. And then... That's every few days I'm making stock for No Filter, and so everything's made fresh to go in to them when they need it.
But I mean, not only did you get into that, but you started to win awards for the shortbread.
So as a result of that, I decided, well, I'll put my shortbread into and brownies into the Blasna Héireann Award 2 years ago and got a bronze for my shortbread. So, but I'm going to keep at it to try and get something for the brownies.
And I'm sure you will too. You're involved in the long table dinners, not only the one in Kerr, the much publicised one and applauded one there, but you did the one in Brussels as
Yes,
well.
Went to Brussels and did that, and that was...
That's like a showcase for Irish produce and that food,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And that was interesting because it you're cooking out of your territory, you're hiring dishes, and you're trying to make sure that the dishes that they say that are on the list is what you want, different sizes. And I liked the challenge of doing something different. Every day is a different day.
Right, but it was a big success for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it went well.
Irish produce, and particularly local produce, Barbara, how important is that to you?
That is very important. I'm part of the TIP Food Producers, and so we get local ingredients, and I love telling the story to the clients, to the guests, where the products have come from, how long the beef is hanging, how long it's cooked.
That's
they hear the whole story of that it hasn't come from out the back.
Of course, yes.
That it is very visual and you see what you're getting.
And are people impressed with that then? Is that important to their experience then of the food?
I think because it may be a little different.
Yeah.
I like giving a little bit of a theatre experience to the client.
You're part of Tipperary Women in Business. That particular network, how important is that?
That's a 25 years there. We celebrated 25 years last month, and I was nearly there for that length of time.
Yeah.
So that network is quite important because you're giving back. If you're getting from others their support, advice, not necessarily business support, but more advice for your business, and you're able then to give it to other new members. So you're a great network to each other.
Which is very valuable, of course. You're also involved in certain charities, I think, Barbara.
The charities, the charities I support are the Soup Kitchen and...
The Women's Refuge, I think you're involved with
as well.
Where do you take it from here? Or have you plans, or can you share plans with us?
I just want to keep busy.
Yeah.
I don't want to retire. I'd like to keep the energy going as long as I can keep going with the energy and my physicality that I can keep going. I don't want to hang up the boots yet.
Well, we sincerely hope not. Have tastes changed over the years, Barbara? I think because we're travelling so much now, we have more of a sort
of cosmopolitan.
Look at what we eat. Does that reflect itself in your catering?
Yeah, I try and kind of keep a fresher look on things that I do try and change with times. And I have a young chef who likes to kind of bring that in. Maybe a little bit of a lazy cook.
Well, I'm sure not, but you like the more traditional food meals and the like. It's fantastic. If people want to make contact with you, find out more about your business, Barbara, how can they do that?
So they can look me up on barbararussellcatering.ie or contact me on my mobile.
Right. Oliver and Dorothy Ryan Purcell were on to wish you the very best, and they're very complimentary about
Thank you very much.
About you indeed.
Thanks.
Lovely to see you, Barbara. Thanks for coming into us
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, William Brand. Thank you very, very much.
We'll take a break back in just a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.